For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
The new Bush administration federal drug control budget calls for $12.5 billion to fund America's drug war during the coming year. The record-breaking opium harvests in post-Taliban Afghanistan produce about 500 tons of heroin annually. Despite monopolization of the world's illicit heroin supply, despite an estimated value of $300 billion to international drug traffickers, and despite providing over half its gross domestic product, the world's biggest producer of illegal drugs, Afghanistan, earns only a very modest $2.7 billion from their sale. In other words, America could buy all the opium in Afghanistan for one-fifth of its annual drug war budget. According to the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, the average heroin price in Western Europe is now $75 a gram, down from $251 in 1990, adjusted for inflation. From Scotland, the BBC reports that an 11-year-old girl is recovering after suffering a heroin overdose and collapsing during class. She now joins four other Scottish 11-year-olds being treated for heroin addiction. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
I recently got the chance to speak with Bruce Merkin, the Director of Communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.org, and we were talking about obfuscation of fact by government officials.
I'm currently going after Karen Tandy of the DEA, John Walters of the ONDCP, to invite them to come on my show. Any advice?
Well, all I would say is don't schedule your show and plan your show around them showing up, because my guess is they're going to run like hell. And in fact, local activists in Denver yesterday again tried to challenge Walters to a debate with no result at all. And interestingly enough, Walters fell back on his standard tactic of trying to demonize anybody who criticizes current policies. Sort of bizarrely, he blamed the Denver Marijuana Initiative on George Soros. Soros had nothing to do with it. The campaign was run on a shoestring budget. They spent altogether something like $30,000. But it seems like, not having any actual facts on his side, Walters simply resorts to name-calling and trying to say, oh, these are bad people, instead of the truth, which is that simply honest citizens are increasingly wondering why we have some of these laws in the first place.
This is your humble, undemonized messenger, Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.